15 meters. You should see it.
Okay, take her up and over the bow rail.
Okay, Pier 2, we're going over the bow. Stay with us.
Seeing her coming out of the darkness like a ghost ship still gets me every time. To see the sad ruin of the great ship sitting here, where she landed at 2:30 in the morning of April 15th, 1912, after her long fall from the world above.
You're so full of shit, boss.
Six. Here we are again on the deck of Titanic. 2.5 miles down. 3,821 meters. Pressure outside is 3.5 tons per square inch. These windows are 9 inches thick, and if they go, it's sayonara in 2 microseconds. All right. Now that bullshit. Put her down on the roof of the officer's quarters like yesterday.
Sure.
Okay, near two. We're on the landing right off the grand staircase. You guys set to launch?
Yeah, Brock. Launching Duncan now. Go, Tron.
Right, tether out.
Tether out.
Tether out.
Okay, Brock. We're dropping down along the hull.
Yeah, roger that. Okay, drop down and go into the first class gangway door. I want you guys working the D-deck.
Reception area in the dining saloon. Copy that.
Tether out.
Tether out.
Okay, now left. Now left.
Okay, coming
left.
Coming left.
Snoop Dogg's on the move. We're headed down the stairwell.
Okay, let's drop down to B deck. Okay, A deck.
Give me some rope, Cap.
B deck, get in there. Get in there.
What's the door frame? Watch it. Watch it.
I see it. I got it.
We're good. We're good. Just chill, boss.
Okay. Okay, make your turn.
Come right. Cable out, Captain.
Make your turn. Watch the wall.
Yeah, Brock, we're at the piano. You copy?
Okay, copy that.
Okay, right there, right there, right there. Okay, that's it, that's it, that's it. That's the bedroom door. That's
I see it. I see it.
Hockley's bed. It's where the son of a bitch slept.
Oops, somebody left the water running.
Hold it just a second. Go back to the right. That wardrobe door, get closer.
You smelling something, boss?
I want to see what's under it.
Give me my hands, man.
All right.
Take it easy, it might come apart.
Okay.
Go. Flip it over, go. Turn her over. Keep going. Go. Okay, drop it.
Oh, baby, are you seeing this, boss?
It's payday, boys.
Okay, cracker open.
Diamond.
You know, boss, the same thing happened to Geraldo, and his career never recovered.
Turn the camera off.
Brock, partners would like to know how it's going.
Hey, Dave. Barry, hi. Look, it wasn't in the safe.
But hey, don't worry about it. Still plenty of places it could be. Hell yes. The floor debris in the suite, the mother's room. Purse is safe on sea deck.
Jimmy Hoffa's briefcase.
A dozen other places. Guys, look, just got to trust my instincts. I know we're close. We just got to go through a little process of elimination.
Hang on a second. Let me see that.
We might have something here, guys.
Where's the photograph of the necklace?
We'll call you right back.
Be goddamned.
Treasure hunter Brock Lovett is best known for finding Spanish gold.
It's okay, I'll feed you in a minute.
Now he has chartered Russian subs to reach the most famous shipwreck of all, the Titanic. He is with us live via satellite from the research ship Kelvish in the North Atlantic. Hello, Brock.
Hello, Tracy. Of course, everyone knows the familiar stories of Titanic. You know, the nobility of the band playing at the very end and all that. What I'm interested in are the untold stories, the secrets locked deep inside the hull of Titanic. And we're out here using robot technology to go further into the wreck than anybody has ever done before.
Your expedition is at the center of a storm of controversy over salvage rights and even ethics. Many are calling you a grave robber.
Well, nobody ever called the recovery of the artifacts.
What is that? Turn that up, dear.
I have museum-trained experts out here making sure that these relics are preserved and cataloged properly. Take a look at this drawing that we found just today. A piece of paper that's been underwater for 84 years. And my team are able to preserve it intact. Should this have remained unseen at the bottom of the ocean for eternity, we can see it and enjoy it now.
I'll be goddamned.
There's a satellite call for you. Bobby, we're launching. You see these submersibles going in the water? Trust me, buddy. You want to take this boss.
This better be good.
Now you gotta speak up. Line. She's kind of old.
Great.
This is Brock Lovett. How can I help you?
This is Calvert. Rose Calvert.
Mrs. Calvert.
I was just wondering,
if you had found the heart of the ocean yet, Mr. Lovett?
I told you you wanted to take the call.
All right, you have my attention, Rose. Can you tell us who the woman in the picture is?
Oh, yes. The woman in the picture is me.
Stateroom's all right?
Oh, yes. Very nice. Why, have you met my granddaughter, Lizzie? She takes care of me.
We met just a few minutes ago. Remember, Nana, up on deck?
Okay. There. That's nice. Have to have my pictures when I travel.
Can I get you anything? Is there anything you'd like?
Yes. I would like to see my drawing.
Louis XVI wore a fabulous stone that was called the Blue Diamond of the Crown, which disappeared in 1792. About the same time old Louis lost everything from the neck up. The theory goes that the Crown Diamond was chopped too, recut into a heart-like shape that became known as the Heart of the Ocean. Today it would be worth more than the Hope Diamond.
It was a dreadful heavy thing. I only wore it this once.
You actually think this is you, Nana?
It is me, dear. Wasn't I a dish?
I tracked it down through insurance records. An old claim that was settled under terms of absolute secrecy. Can you tell me who the claimant was, Rose?
I should imagine someone named Hockley.
Nathan Hockley, that's right. Pittsburgh steel tycoon. The claim was for a diamond necklace his son Kaladin bought his fiancée. A week before he sailed on Titanic. And it was filed right after the sinking. So the diamond had to have gone down with the ship. You see the date?
April 14th, 1912.
Which means if your grandmother is who she says she is, she was wearing the diamond the day the Titanic sank.
And that makes you my new best friend. These are some of the things we recovered from your stateroom.
This was mine. How extraordinary. And it looks the same as it did the last time I saw it. The reflection has changed a bit.
Are you ready to go back to Titanic?
Okay, here we go. She hits the berg on the starboard side, right?
She kind of bumps along, punching holes like Morse code, dit, 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 along the side, below the waterline. Then the forward compartments start to flood. Now, as the water level rises, it spills over the watertight bulkheads, which unfortunately don't go any higher than E-deck. So now as the bow goes down, the stern rises up, slow at first and faster until finally she's got her whole ass is sticking up in the air. And that's a big ass. We're talking 20, 30,000 tons. Okay? And the hull's not designed to deal with that pressure. So what happens? She splits right down to the keel and the stern falls back level. Then as the bow sinks, it pulls the stern vertical and then finally detaches. Now the stern section just kind of bobs there like a cork for a couple of minutes, floods, and finally goes under about 2:20 a.m., 2 hours and 40 minutes after the collision. The bow section planes away, landing about a half a mile away, going 20, 30 knots when it hits the ocean floor. Pretty cool, huh?
Thank you for that fine forensic analysis, Mr. Bodine. Of course, the experience of it was somewhat different.
Will you share it with us?
I'm taking her to rest.
No.
Come on, Nana.
No!
Quark. Tell us, Rose.
It's been 84 years.
It's okay. Just try to remember anything. Anything at all.
Do you want to hear this or not, Mr. Lovett? It's been 84 years, and I can still smell the fresh paint. The china had never been used. The sheets had never been slept in. Titanic was called the Ship of Dreams. And it was. It really was.
Doesn't look any bigger than the Mauritania.
You could be blasé about some things, Rose, but not about Titanic. It's over 100 feet longer than Mauritania, and far more luxurious. Your daughter is far too difficult to impress, Ruth.
So this is the ship they say is unsinkable.
It is unsinkable. Sir. God himself could not sink this ship.
You have to check your baggage through the main terminal. It's round that way, sir.
I put my faith in you, good sir. I kindly see my man.
Oh, yes, sir. It's my pleasure, sir, if I can do anything at all.
Yes, right. All the trunks from that car there, 12 from here, and the safe to the parlor suite rooms B52, 54, 56.
Ladies, you better hurry.
It was the ship of dreams to everyone else. To me, it was a slave ship, taking me back to America in chains. Outwardly, I was everything a well-brought-up girl should be. Inside, I was screaming.
Jack, you are part, so you bet everything we have.
When you got nothing to lose.
I'm not a hunts, Jana. And the fuck that is about for a billet.
If you don't have any money, you should be able to get back.
Sven?
Ett.
Moment of truth. Somebody's life's about to change. Rizzio? Niente.
Niente.
Olaf? Nothing. Sven? Uh-oh. Two pair. I'm sorry, Fabrizio.
Che sorry, ma vaffanculo, do you bet all
I'm sorry, you're not gonna see your mom again for a long time. Because we're going to America.
Full house, boys!
No! Oh,
yeah! Give me a grazie!
Per panna de usling.
Come on!
Figlio de puttana!
I'm going home!
Per panna de idiot! What can we do? I'm going
home! I'm going
to America!
No, mate! Titanic go to America in 5 minutes.
Come on here. We're riding in high style now. We're a couple of regular swells. Practically goddamn royalty, we got some meal. You see, it's my destino. And like I told you, I go to America to be millionaire.
Whoa.
Bastardo. You're pazzo.
Maybe, but I've got tickets. Come on, I thought you were fast.
Have you been through the inspection queue?
Of course. Anyway, we don't have any license. We're Americans. Both of us.
Right. Come aboard.
Luckiest sons of bitches in the world, you know that?
Sven.
This is your private promenade deck, sir. Would you be requiring anything? Excuse me.
This one?
No. It had a lot of faces on it. This is the one. Oh.
Would you like all of them, Alvis?
Yes. We need a little color in this room.
Put it in there. In the water.
God, not those finger paintings again. They certainly were a waste of money.
The difference between Cal's taste in art and mine is that I have some. They're fascinating. Like being inside a dream or something. There's truth, but no logic.
What's the artist's name?
Something Picasso.
Something Picasso. He won't amount to a thing. He won't, trust me.
Let's put the Degas in the bedroom.
At least they were cheap.
Put it in the wardrobe.
At Cherbourg, a woman came aboard named Margaret Brown. We all called her Molly. History would call her the unseekable Molly Brown.
Well, I wasn't about to wait all day for you, Sonny. Here, you think you can manage?
Her husband had struck gold someplace out west, and she was what Mother called new money. By the next afternoon, we were steaming west from the coast of Ireland, with nothing out ahead of us but ocean.
Take her to sea, Mr. Murdoch. Let's stretch her legs.
Yes, sir.
Head full, Mr. Moody.
Very good, sir.
Object ever made by the hand of man in all history. And our master shipbuilder, Mr. Andrews here, designed her from the keel plates up.
Well, I may have knocked her together, but my dear was Mr. Ismay. He envisioned a steamer so grand in scale and so luxurious in its appointments that its supremacy would never be challenged.
And here she is,
willed into solid reality.
Another
sound.
You know I don't like that, Rose.
She knows.
Could you use that?
We'll both have the lamb. Rare, with very little mint sauce, eh?
You like lamb, right, sweet pea?
Sausage.
So you gonna cut her meat for her too there, Cal? Hey, who thought of the name Titanic? Was it you, Bruce?
Well, yes, actually. I wanted to convey sheer size. And size means stability, luxury, and above all, strength.
Do you know of Dr. Freud, Mr. Ismay? His ideas about the male preoccupation with size might be of particular interest to you. What's gotten into you? Excuse me. I do apologize.
She's a pistol, Cal. Hope you can handle her.
Well, I may have to start minding what she reads from now on, won't I, Mrs. Brown?
Freud, who is he? Is he a passenger?
The ship is nice, huh?
Yeah, it's an Irish ship.
It's English, no?
No, it was built in Ireland. 15,000 Irishmen built this ship. Solid as a rock. Big Irish hand. And that's typical. First class dogs come down here to take a shite.
It lets us know where we rank in the scheme of things.
Like we could forget? I'm Tommy Ryan.
Jack Dawson.
Hello.
Fabrizio.
Hi. To make any money with your drawings. Oh, forget it, Boyle. You just like have angels fly out of your arses getting next to the likes of her.
Saw my whole life as if I'd already lived it. An endless parade of parties and cotillions, yachts and polo matches. Always the same narrow people, the same mindless chatter. I felt like I was standing at a great precipice, with no one to pull me back, no one who cared or even noticed.
Your hand, I'll pull you back over.
No, stay where you are. I mean it. I'll let go.
No, you won't.
What do you mean, no, I won't? Don't presume to tell me what I will and will not do. You don't know me.
Well, you would have done it already.
You're distracting me. Go away.
I can't. I'm involved now. You let go, and I'm gonna have to jump in there after you.
Don't be absurd. You'd be killed.
I'm a good swimmer.
The fall alone would kill you.
It would hurt. I'm not saying it wouldn't. To tell you the truth, I'm a lot more concerned about that water being so cold.
How cold?
Freezing. Maybe a couple degrees over. You ever been to Wisconsin?
What?
Well, they have some of the coldest winters around.
I grew up there near Chippewa Falls.
I remember when I was a kid, me and my father, we went ice fishing out on Lake Wissota. Ice fishing is, you know where you...
I know what ice fishing is.
Sorry. You just seem like, you know, kind of an indoor girl. Anyway, I fell through some thin ice. And I'm telling you, water that cold, like right down there, it hits you like 1,000 knives stabbing you all over your body. You can't breathe. You can't think. At least not about anything but the pain. Which is why I'm not looking forward to jumping in there after you. Like I said, I don't have a choice. I guess I'm kind of hoping you'll come back over the rail and get me off the hook here.
You're crazy.
That's what everybody says, but with all due respect, miss, I'm not the one hanging off the back of a ship here. Come on. Come on, give me your hand. You don't want to do this. Jack Dawson.
Rose DeWitt, PK.
I have to get you to write that one down. Come on.
Unacceptable. What made you think that you could put your hands on my fiance? Look at me, you filth!
Cal!
What do you think you were doing?
Cal, stop! It was an accident!
An accident?
It was. Stupid, really. I was leaning over and I slipped. I was leaning far over to see the propellers, and I slipped, and I would have gone overboard, but Mr. Dawson here saved me, and almost went over himself.
You wanted to see this? You wanted to see the propellers?
Like I said, women and machinery do not mix.
Was that the way of it?
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty much it.
Well, the boy's a hero, then. Good for you, son. Well done. So, it's all's well, and back to our brandy, eh?
Freezing. Let's get you inside.
Perhaps a little something for the boy?
Of course. Mr. Lovejoy, I think a 20 should do it.
Is that
great for saving the woman you love.
Rose is displeased.
To do?
I know. Perhaps you could join us for dinner tomorrow evening. To regale our group with your heroic tale.
Sure. Count me in.
Good. Settled then. This should be interesting.
Can I, bum a smoke?
You want to tie those? It's interesting that the young lady slipped so suddenly and you still had time to remove your jacket and your shoes.
I know you've been melancholy. I don't pretend to know why. I intended to save this until the engagement gala next week. But I thought tonight.
Good gracious.
Perhaps as a reminder of my feelings for you.
Is it a
diamond? Yes. 56 carats to be exact. It was worn by Louis XVI. And they called it Le Coeur de la Mer.
The heart of the ocean.
Yes.
It's overwhelming.
That's for royalty. We are royalty, Rose. You know, there's nothing I couldn't give you. There's nothing I'd deny you. If you would not deny me. Now open your heart to me, Rose.
Well, I've been on my own since I was 15, since my folks died. And I had no brothers or sisters or close kin in that part of the country. So I lit on out of there and I haven't been back since. You could just call me a tumbleweed blowing in the wind. Well, Rose, I've walked about a mile around this boat deck and chewed over how great the weather's been and how I grew up, but I reckon that's not why you came to talk to me, is it?
Mr. Dawson, I...
Jack.
Jack? I want to thank you for what you did. Not just for pulling me back, but for your discretion.
You're welcome.
Look, I know what you must be thinking. Poor little rich girl. What does she know about misery?
No. No, it's not what I was thinking. What I was thinking was, what could have happened to this girl to make her think she had no way out?
Well, I... It was everything. It was my whole world and all the people in it. And the inertia of my life. Plunging ahead and me powerless to stop it.
God, look at that thing. You would have gone straight to the bottom.
500 invitations have gone out. All of Philadelphia society will be there. And all the while I feel I'm standing in the middle of a crowded room screaming at the top of my lungs and no one even looks up.
Do you love him?
Pardon me?
Do you love him?
You're being very rude. You shouldn't be asking me this.
Well, it's a simple question. Do you love the guy or not?
This is not a suitable conversation.
Why can't you just answer the question?
This is absurd. You don't know me and I don't know you and we are not having this conversation at all. You are rude and uncouth and presumptuous and I am leaving now. Jack, Mr. Dawson, it's been a pleasure. I sought you out to thank you and now I have thanked you.
And you've insulted me.
Well, you deserved it.
Right.
Right.
thought you were leaving.
I am. You are so annoying.
Haha.
Wait, I don't have to leave. This is my part of the ship. You leave.
Ho, ho, ho. Well, well, well. Now who's being rude?
What is this stupid thing you're carrying around? So what are you, an artist or something? Rather good. They're very good, actually. Jack, this is exquisite work.
They didn't think too much of him in old Paris.
Paris? You do get around. Well, a person of limited
Go
means.
Go on. Poor guy, you can say it.
Well, well, well. And these were drawn from life?
Well, that's one of the good things about Paris. Lots of girls willing to take their clothes off.
You liked this woman. You used her several times.
Well, she had beautiful hands, you see.
I think you must have had a love affair with her.
No. Just with her hands. She was a one-legged prostitute. See?
Oh!
She had a good sense of humor, though. Oh, and this lady. She used to sit at this bar every night, wearing every piece of jewelry she owned, just waiting for her long-lost love. Called her Madame Bijou. See, her clothes are all moth-eaten.
Well, you have a gift, Jack. You do. You see people.
I see you.
And?
You wouldn't have jumped.
But the purpose of university is to find a suitable husband. Rose has already done that. Look, here comes that vulgar brown woman. Quickly get up before she sits with us.
Hello, girls. I was hoping I'd catch you at tea.
We're awfully sorry you missed it. The Countess and I were just off to take the air on the boat deck.
What a lovely idea. I need to catch up on my gossip. Countess?
So you've not yet lit the last four boilers?
No, I don't see the need. We are making excellent time.
The Preston is the size of Titanic. Now I want them to marvel at her speed. We must give them something new to print. This maiden voyage of Titanic must make headlines.
Mr. Ismay, I would prefer not to push the engines until they've been properly run in.
I'm just a passenger. I leave it to your good offices to decide what's best. What a glorious end to your final crossing if we were to get into New York on Tuesday night and surprise them all. Make the morning papers. Retire with a bang, eh, EJ? Good man.
Well, after that, I worked on a squid boat in Monterey. Then I went down to Los Angeles to the pier in Santa Monica and started doing portraits there for 10 cents apiece.
Why can't I be like you, Jack? Just head out for the horizon whenever I feel like it. Say we'll go there sometime, to that pier. Even if we only ever just talk about it.
No, we'll do it. We'll drink cheap beer. We'll ride on the roller coaster till we throw up. Then we'll ride horses on the beach, right in the surf. Now, but you'll have to do it like a real cowboy, none of that side saddle stuff.
You mean one leg on each side?
Yeah.
Can you show me?
Sure, if you like.
Teach me to ride like a man.
And chew tobacco like a man.
And spit like a man.
What, they didn't teach you that in finishing school?
No.
Well, come on, I'll show you. Let's do it.
What?
I'll show you how. Come on.
Jack!
Oh, come
no,
on.
Jack! No! Wait, Jack!
Come on.
No, Jack, I couldn't possibly, Jack.
Watch closely.
That's disgusting!
All right, your turn.
pitiful. Come on, you really gotta hock it back, you know? Get some leverage to it and use your arms. Arc your neck. Now you see the range on that thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go. Oh, that was better. You gotta work on it.
Really?
Really try and hock it up and get some body to it, you know? You gotta...
Mother! May I introduce Jack Dawson?
Charmed, I'm sure. The others were gracious and curious about the man who'd saved my life. But my mother looked at him like an insect, a dangerous insect, which must be squashed quickly.
Well, Jack, sounds like you're a good man to have around in a sticky spot. Why do they always insist on announcing dinner like a damn cavalry charge?
Shall we go dress, Mother? See you at dinner, Jack.
Son? Son! Do you have the slightest comprehension what you're doing?
Not really.
Well, you're about to go into the snake pit. What are you planning to wear? I figured. Come on.
I was right! You and my son are just about the same size.
Pretty close.
You shine up like a new penny.
Good evening, sir.
Then we'll know who to hold accountable if there's a problem. Where's my daughter?
Oh, she'll be along. There is the Countess. Hello,
good
my
evening,
dear.
Carl.
I saw that in a Nickelodeon once, and I always wanted to do it.
I'll see you at dinner.
Darling, surely you remember Mr. Dawson?
Dawson? That's amazing. You could almost pass for a gentleman.
Almost.
Extraordinary.
What a remarkable voyage this. It's mad, isn't it?
I love you.
There's the Countess of Ross. And, that's John Jacob Astor, the richest man on the ship. His little wifey there, Madeline, is my age and in a delicate condition. See how she's trying to hide it? Quite the scandal. And that's Benjamin Guggenheim and his mistress, Madame Aubert. Mrs. Guggenheim is at home with the children, of course. And over here we have Sir Cosmo and Lucille, Lady Duff Gordon. She designs naughty lingerie, among her many talents. Very popular with the royals.
Congratulations, Hartley. She's splendid.
Why, thank you.
Care to escort a lady to dinner?
Certainly.
Sweet pea? Sweet pea.
Ain't nothing to it, is there, Jack? Remember, they love money, so just pretend like you own a gold mine, and you're in the club.
Hey, Aster!
Well, hello, Molly. Nice to see you.
JJ, Madeline, I'd like you to meet Jack Dawson. How do you do?
Pleasure.
Hello, Jack. Are you of the Boston Dawsons?
No, the Chippewa Falls Dawsons, actually.
Oh, yes.
He must have been nervous, but he never faltered. They assumed he was one of them. Heir to a railroad fortune, perhaps. New money, obviously, but still a member of the club. Mother, of course, could always be counted upon.
Tell us of the accommodations and steerage, Mr. Dawson. I hear they're quite good on this ship.
The best I've seen, ma'am. Hardly any rats.
Mr. Dawson is joining us from the third class. He was of some assistance to my fiancé, mostly.
It turns out that Mr. Dawson is quite a fine artist. He was kind enough to show me some of his work today.
Rose and I differ somewhat in our definition of fine art. Not to impugn your work, sir.
She may be mine on paper. In the eyes of God, she belongs to Thomas Adler.
But he's all for me.
Just start from the outside and work your way in.
He knows every rivet in her, don't you, Thomas?
Indeed.
Your ship is a wonder, Mr. Andrews, truly.
Thank you, Rose.
How do you take your caviar, sir?
No caviar for me, thanks. Never did like it much.
And where exactly do you live, Mr. Dawson?
Well, right now my address is the RMS Titanic. After that, I'm on God's good humor.
And how is it you have means to travel?
I work my way from place to place. You know, tramp steamers and such. But I won my ticket on Titanic here at a lucky hand at poker. A very lucky hand.
All life is a game of luck.
A real man makes his own luck, Archie. Right, Dawson?
And you find that sort of rootless existence appealing, do you?
Well, yes, ma'am, I do. I mean, got everything I need right here with me. Got air in my lungs and a few blank sheets of paper. I mean, I love waking up in the morning not knowing what's going to happen or who I'm going to meet, where I'm going to wind up. Just the other night, I was sleeping under a bridge, and now here I am on the grandest ship in the world having champagne with you fine people. I'll pick some of that. I figure life's a gift, and I don't intend on wasting it. You never know what hand you're going to get dealt next. You learn to take life as it comes at you. Oh, here you go, Cal. To make each day count.
Well said, Jack.
Yeah.
To making it count.
To make it count.
Mr. Brown had no idea I'd hidden the money in the stove. So he goes home drunk as a pig celebrating and he lights a fire.
Next, it'll be brandy as in the smoking room.
Well, join me in a brandy, gentlemen.
What a good idea.
Yes.
Now they retreat into a cloud of smoke and congratulate each other on being masters of the universe.
Ladies, thank you for the pleasure of your company.
Rose, I'll escort you back to the cabin.
No, I'll stay here.
Here you go, Molly.
Joining us, Dawson?
Well, you don't want to stay out here with the women, do you?
No, thanks. I've got to be heading back. Ah.
Probably best. Of your business and politics, that sort of thing. Wouldn't interest you. Now, but Dawson, good of you to come.
Jack, must you go?
Time for me to go row with the other slaves.
No.
So you want to go to a real party?
Said, but the Supreme Court is not swallowing it.
What? You think a first-class girl can't drink? You're big, tough men. Let's see you do this. Hold this for me, Jack. Hold it up.
Come to me last night.
I was tired.
Yeah.
exertions below decks were no doubt exhausting.
I see you had that undertaker of a manservant follow me. How typical.
You will never behave like that again, Rose. Do you understand?
I'm not a foreman in one of your mills that you can command. I'm your fiancé.
My fiancé! Yes, you are! My wife in practice, if not yet by law, so you will honor me. You will honor me the way a wife is required to honor a husband. Because I will not be made out of fool, Rose. Is this in any way unclear?
No.
Good. Excuse me.
Trudy?
Yes, ma'am.
You are not to see that boy again. Do you understand me? Rose? I forbid it.
Oh, stop it, Mother. You'll give yourself a nosebleed.
This is not a game. Our situation is precarious. You know the money's gone.
Of course I know it's gone. You remind me every day.
Your father left us nothing but a legacy of bad debts hidden by a good name. That name is the only card we have to play. I don't understand you. It is a fine match with Hockley. It will ensure our survival.
How can you put this on my shoulders?
Why are you being so selfish?
I'm being selfish.
Seamstress.
Is that what you want?
To see our fine things sold at auction? Our memories scattered to the winds?
It's so unfair.
Of course it's unfair. We're women. Our choices are never easy.
Hello, Jack.
Sir,
I just need to talk to somebody for a second.
You're not supposed to be in here.
Speak to someone. I was just here last night. You don't remember
no,
me?
No, I'm afraid I don't. Now you're going to have to turn around.
I'll tell you. I just need to talk.
Mr. Hockley and Mrs. DeWitt Bucater continue to be appreciative of your assistance. They asked me to give you this in gratitude.
I don't want your money, please.
Also, to remind you that you hold a third-class ticket and that your presence here is no longer appropriate.
Please, I just want to speak to Rose for one second, all right?
Please see that Mr. Please. Dawson gets back to where he belongs and that he stays there.
Yes, sir. Come along, you.
Yes, sir.
And why do you have two steering wheels?
We really only use this near shore.
Excuse me, sir. Another ice warming. This one's from the Norden.
Thank you, Sparks. Oh, not to worry. Quite normal for this time of year. In fact, we're speeding up. I've just ordered the last boilers lit.
Lifeboats times the capacity you mentioned. Forgive me, but it seems that there are not enough for everyone aboard.
Not half, actually. Rose, you miss nothing, do you? In fact, I put in these new type davits, which can take an extra row of boats inside this one. But it was thought by some that the deck would look too cluttered. So I was overruled.
A waste of deck space as it is in an unsinkable ship.
Sleep soundly, young Rose. I have built you a good ship, strong and true. She's all the lifeboat you need. Just keep heading aft. The next stop will be the engine room.
Jack, this is impossible. I can't see you.
I need to talk to you.
No, Jack, no. Jack, I'm engaged. I'm marrying Cal. I love Cal.
Rose, you're no picnic, all right? You're a spoiled little brat even. But under that, you're the most amazingly astounding, wonderful girl, woman that I've ever known. And...
Jack, I...
No, let me try and get this out. You're a mate. I'm not an idiot. I know how the world works. I've got $10 in my pocket. I have nothing to offer you, and I know that. I understand, but I'm too involved now. You jump, I jump, remember? I can't turn away without knowing you'll be all right. That's all that I want.
Well, I'm fine. I'll be fine. Really.
Really? I don't think so. They've got you trapped, Rose. And you're gonna die if you don't break free. Maybe not right away because you're strong, but sooner or later, that fire that I love about you, Rose, that fire is gonna burn out.
It's not up to you to save me, Jack.
You're right. Only you can do that.
Going back. Leave me alone.
Tell Lucille about the disaster you had with the stationers.
Well, of course, the invitations had to be sent back twice.
Oh, my dear.
And the dreadful bridesmaids' gowns. Let me tell you what an odyssey that has been. Rose decided she wanted lavender.
She knows I detest the color.
So she did it, offering to spite me.
If only you'd come to me sooner. Ruth saw some of my designs in La Mode Illustrée. They were for the trousseau of the Duchess of Marlborough's youngest daughter. They were quite charming. But I think you'll agree, my dear, that together we've created something of a phoenix from the ashes.
Change my mind. They said you might be up here.
Give me your hand. Now close your eyes. Go on. Now step up. Onto the railing. Keep your eyes closed. Don't peek.
I'm not.
Step up onto the rail. Hold on.
eyes closed. Do you trust me?
I trust you.
It was the last time Titanic ever saw daylight.
So we're up to dust the night of the sinking. 6 hours to go.
Incredible. There's Smith, and he's standing there, and he's got the iceberg warning in his fucking hand. Excuse me, his hand. And he's ordering more speed.
26 years of experience working against him. He figures anything big enough to sink the ship, they're going to see in time to turn. But the ship's too big with too small a rudder. It doesn't corner worth a damn. Everything he knows is wrong.
It's quite proper, I assure you. This is the sitting room. Will this light do?
What?
Don't artists need good light?
That is true, but I'm not used to working in such horrible conditions. Monet.
You know his work?
Of course. Look at his use of color here. Isn't he great?
I know. It's extraordinary. Cal insists on carting this hideous thing everywhere.
Should we be expecting him anytime soon?
Not as long as the cigars and brandy hold out.
Whew. That's nice. What is it, a sapphire?
A diamond. A very rare diamond. Jack, I want you to draw me like one of your French girls. Wearing this.
All right.
Wearing only this. The last thing I need is another picture of me looking like a porcelain doll. As a paying customer, I expect to get what I want. Tell me when
keep
it
that.
Looks right.
Put your arm back the way it was. Right. Put that other arm up. That hand right by your face there. Right. eyes to me, keep them on me. And try to stay still.
I believe you are blushing, Mr. Big Artiste. I can't imagine Monsieur Monet blushing.
He does landscapes. Just relax your face.
Sorry.
No laughing.
My heart was pounding the whole time. It was the most erotic moment of my life. Up until then, at least.
So what happened next?
You mean, did we do it? Sorry to disappoint you, Mr. Bodine. Jack was very professional.
Doing?
Will you put this back in the safe for me?
Excuse me.
None of these stewards have seen her.
This is absurd. It's a ship. There's only so many places she could be. Lovejoy, find her.
Such a flat calm.
Like a mill pond.
Not a breath of wind.
It will make the bergs harder to see, with no breaking water at the base.
Well, I'm off. Maintain speed on heading, Mr. Lytle.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
pretty tough for a vow with this fella. Seems more like a cop.
I think he was.
Oh, shit.
No!
What? No, over here!
To miss
to stars.
You nervous?
I can smell us, you know. Well, it's near.
Bart.
Well, I can, all right.
Did you ever find those binoculars for the lookout?
I haven't seen them since Southampton.
Well, I'll be on my rounds. Cheerio.
Anything missing?
I've got a better idea.
Those guys' faces.
the ship docks. I'm getting off with you.
This is crazy.
I know. It doesn't make any sense. That's why I trusted.
Oh, yes. Here, look at this.
Oh, look at that, would you?
Better a bit warm in the wheel.
Well, if that's what it takes for us to get warm, I'd rather not, if it's all the same here, all right?
Fuck me! Pick up, you bastards!
Is there anyone there?
Yes, what do you see?
Iceberg right ahead!
Thank you.
Right ahead!
Understand!
Understand! Hey! Hey! Stop me!
Hey!
Put us down! Hard over!
Hold that
over,
sir! Go, Ned! Go!
Okay, would it? Smell ice, can ya? Bleeding Christ.
the time. Enter it in the log.
What was that, Mr. Murdoch?
An iceberg, sir. I put her hard to starboard and ran the engines full of stern, but it was too close. I tried to port round it, but she hit, and I...
Close the watertight doors.
The doors are closed, sir.
All stop. Find the carpenter. Get him to sound the ship.
Yes, sir.
Excuse me, why have the engines stopped? I felt a shudder.
I shouldn't worry, madam. We've lightly thrown a propeller blade. That's the shudder you felt. May I bring you anything?
No, thank you.
So, now let's talk about icebergs.
If this is the direction the rocks are going, that's good enough for me.
Please, everything's under control.
You there.
Sir, there is no emergency.
Yes, there is. I have been robbed.
Get the master at arms.
Now, you moron!
Yes, sir. Hey, did I miss the fun?
You see what happened?
No, I missed it. Apparently, it hit over there.
Boiler room 6 is flooded 8 feet above the plate, and the mail hold is worse. She's all buckled in the forward hold.
Can you shore up?
Not unless the pumps get ahead.
Have you seen the damage in the mail hold?
No, she's already underwater.
This is bad.
We should tell Mother and Cal.
I think they're very good, sir. Don't touch anything. I want the entire room photographed.
Just keep hold of my hand.
Carol, so, do you know what's going on?
We've been looking for you, mates.
Oh, here we go. Something serious has happened.
Yes, it has. Indeed. Two things dear to me have disappeared this evening. Now that one is back, I have a pretty good idea where to find the other. Search him.
Take your coat off, son.
Now what?
Come on, man.
Cal, what are you doing? We're in the middle of an emergency. What's going on?
Is this it?
That's it.
This is horseshit! Don't you believe it, Rose? Don't!
He couldn't have.
Of course he could. Easy enough for a professional. Come on.
But I was with him the whole time. This is absurd.
Perhaps you did it while you were putting your clothes back on, dear.
Real slick, Cal Rose. They put it in my pocket.
Shut up.
It isn't even your pocket, is it, son? Property of A.L. Ryerson. That was reported stolen today?
I just borrowed it. I was going to return it.
Oh, an honest thief. We have an honest thief here,
dear. No, I didn't do this, Rose. You know it. Don't you believe them, Rose? You know it. You know
on,
I didn't
son,
do
let's
it.
Go.
Rose,
come on, let's
you know
go.
I didn't do
don't
it, Rose. Rose!
Come on, that's a good lad. Come on, son, that's a good lad. Come on.
You know I didn't do it. You know me.
Most unfortunate, Captain.
Water 14 feet above the keel in 10 minutes. In the forepeak, in all three holds, and in boiler room 6.
That's right, sir.
When can we get underway, damn it?
That's 5 compartments. She can stay afloat with the first 4 compartments breached, but not 5. Not 5. As she goes down by the head, the water will spill over the tops of the bulkheads at E deck from 1 to the next, back and back. There's no stopping it.
The pumps. If we open the
doors... The pumps buy you time, but minutes only. From this moment, no matter what we do, Titanic will founder.
But this ship can't sink.
She's made of iron, sir. I assure you, she can. And she will. It is a mathematical certainty.
How much time?
An hour. 2 at most.
How many aboard, Mr. Murdoch?
2,200 souls on board, sir.
believe you may get your headlines, Mr. Ismay.
Oh, it is a little slut, isn't it? You look at me when I'm talking to you!
Mr. Hockley?
Not now, we are busy.
Sir, I've been told to ask you to please put on your life belts and come up to the boat.
Said deck. Not now.
I'm sorry to inconvenience you, Mr. Hockley, but it's captain's orders. Now, please, dress warmly. It's quite cold out tonight. Now, may I suggest top coats and hats?
This is ridiculous.
Not to worry, miss. I'm sure it's just a precaution.
Everyone up, life belts on!
What? What's he on about?
Everybody else, put your life belt on. Just put your life belt on.
CQD? Sir?
That's right, CQD, the distress call. That's our position. Tell whoever responds that we're going down by the head and need immediate assistance.
Drink, sir.
Hey, Sonny.
Miss.
What's doing? You got us all trussed up here, and now we're cooling our heels.
Sorry, Mum. Let me go and find out.
I don't think anybody knows what the hell's going on around here.
The goddamned English doing everything by the book.
There's no need for language, Mr. Hockley. Go back and turn the heaters on in our rooms. I'd like a cup of tea when I return.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Mr. Andrews, I saw the iceberg, and I see it in your eyes. Please tell me the truth.
Yes, madam, please.
The ship will sink.
For certain?
Yes, in an hour or so. All this will be at the bottom of the Atlantic. What? Please, tell only who you must. I don't want to be responsible for a panic. And get to a boat, quickly. Don't wait. You remember what I told you about the boat?
Yes. I understand.
Yes, madam, please put it on immediately.
Over here, sir. Sir, they need you up in the second class purser's office. Speak mob up.
Go on. I'll keep an eye on
him. Aye. Right.
Sir! Cop paper says they're making 17 knots. Full steam for them, sir.
She's the only one who's responding.
The only one close, sir. Says they can be here in 4 hours.
4 hours. Thank you, Brian.
My God. I really don't know. Throw the ball down.
We are put out already, sir. Hadn't we better get the women and children into the boat, sir?
children first. Yes. Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. Step this way, please. That's right. Come towards me. Thank you. Good. For the time being, I shall require only women and children. Gentlemen,
right here. Please. All right, boys, like the captain said. Nice and cheery, so there's no panic.
Gentlemen, please. Exactly.
Wedding dance.
Lifebelts on. Here, put your lifebelts on. Put your lifebelts on. Here, put your lifebelt on. Here, come on. Here, put that lifebelt on. Turn that round.
Please stay calm. Look, please, make sure everybody, you've got your life belts on. And gentlemen, allow the women and children through to the front.
What are we doing, Mommy? We're just waiting, dear. When they finish putting first-class people in the boats, they'll be starting with us, and we'll want to be all ready, won't we?
Everybody, not just
quiet. Don't get out any faster. Go and get some help. Four away, left and right together. Both sides together. Steady. Hold the left side! Right side only! Hold the left side! Right side now! All the way together! Steady, lads!
You know, I do believe this ship may sink. I've been asked to give you this small token of our appreciation. Compliments of Mr. Caledon Hockley.
Come on, sister, you heard the man into the boat.
Any room for a gentleman, gentlemen?
Only women at this time, sir.
Let the lifeboats be seated according to class. I hope they're not too crowded. Oh, Mother. Shut up! Don't you understand? The water is freezing and there aren't enough boats. Not enough by half. Half the people on the ship are going to die.
Not the better half.
Come on, Ruth, get in the boat. First class seats are right up here.
Oh. You know, it's a pity I didn't keep that drawing. It'll be worth a lot more by morning.
You unimaginable bastard. Come on, Rose, darling. There's plenty of room for you. Come on, Rose. You're next, darling.
Come into the boat, Rose.
Come.
Rose? Get into the boat. Rose.
Goodbye, Mother.
Rose? Rose, come back here.
Are you cooling? What, him? What, you whore to a gutter rat?
No, wait!
I'd rather be his whore than your wife.
No! I said no!
Rose! Please stop!
And Laura away!
Rose!
Stand together!
No, wait!
Laura away!
Rose!
Stand together!
Steward, check the starboard corridor.
Yes, Mr. Andrews.
Madam, please, put on a lifebelt. Get to the boat deck immediately.
Lucy, for God's sake, put on your life belt. Set a good example.
Yes.
Anyone in here?
Andrews. Mr. Andrews! Thank God! Where would the master at arms take someone under arrest?
What? You have to get to a boat right away.
No! I'm doing this with or without your help, sir. But without will take longer.
Take the elevator to the very bottom and go to the left. Down the crewman's passage, then go right and left again at the stairs. You come to a long corridor.
This could be bad. Oh, shit! Oh, shit!
Excuse me. Thank you.
Lifts are
closed. I do not care.
Lifts are closed. I'm sorry, miss, but the lifts are closed.
I'm through being polite. God damn it! Now take me down. Ida.
Come on. Come on. Loved her, put it in my pocket.
I know.
Listen, Rose, you're gonna have to find a spare key, all right? Look in that cabinet right there. It's a little silver one, Rose.
These are all brass ones.
Check right here, Rose. Rose, how did you find out I didn't do it?
I didn't. I just realized I already knew.
Keep looking.
Oh. No key. There's no key.
All right, Rose, listen. You're gonna have to go find some help. It'll be all right.
Be right back.
You shouldn't be here now.
I need your help.
This way, quickly.
There is a man down here and he is trapped.
This way, yes, all right.
Please.
There's no need to panic.
No, I'm not panicking. You're going the wrong way. Let go of me. Listen!
The hell with you.
There's something you don't see every day.
Starboard side either.
We're running out of time. This strutting martinet isn't letting any men on at all.
There's one on the other side letting men on.
Well, then, that's our play. We'll need some insurance first. Come on.
What do you think you're doing? You'll have to pay for that, you know. That's White Star Line property.
Shut up!
Will you hold the boat a moment? I just have to run back to my room.
Sit down!
She's the last.
Have a look!
Mr. Lightoller!
I know the boat's being launched half full.
Not now, Mr. Andrew.
There, look. 20 or so. In a boat built for 65. And I saw one boat with only 12.
12?
Well, we weren't sure of the weight, Mr. Andrews. These boats may buckle.
Rubbish. They were tested in Belfast with the weight of 70 men. Now, fill these boats, Mr. Lightoller, for God's sake, man!
Please, I need more women and children, please.
Shoots!
Get back!
Jack! Tommy!
Can we get out?
It's hopeless that way!
Well, whatever we do, we've got to do it fast.
Jack! Fabrizio!
The boats are all gone!
This whole place is flooding. We've got to get out of here.
There's niente this way.
All right. Let's go this way, all right? Come on.
I make my own luck.
So do I.
Down the front. Stay with this one, Murdoch. He seems to be quite practical.
Proposition for you.
Come on, Rose.
The boats are gone. Colonel, are there any boats on that side?
No, miss, but there are a couple of boats all the way forward. This way, I'll lead you.
The use. Nobody's listening to us anyway.
Well, they don't listen to us at dinner either. Come on, let's play. Keep us warm. Orpheus.
Music to drown, boy. Now I know I'm in first class.
Where is everyone? They're all still off, sir.
Come on, madam. Don't cry. Come on.
We have an understanding then, Mr. Murdoch.
Side, waiting for a boat with him.
Any more women and children?
They're all aboard, Mr. Murdoch.
Anyone else, then?
Come on, sir. Come on.
Anyone else?
Do hurry. Hurry along.
Stand by the poles.
Oh, God damn, Lord Hill.
Fire! Sir! Sir, you can't come through here! Sir, you can't come through!
Yes, it's spinning.
Prepare to lower! Ready on the left! Take them down! Keep it steady! Both sides together, steady! Keep it steady!
Give it to me!
Daddy!
It'll be fine, darling.
Take her!
Don't you worry!
Pull up.
It's goodbye for a little while. Only for a little while. There'll be another boat for the daddies. This boat's for the mummies and the children. You hold mummy's hand and be a good little girl.
I'm not going without you.
No, you have to go. Now.
No, Jack.
Get in the boat, Rose.
No, Jack.
Yes. Get on the boat.
Yes, get on the boat, Rose.
Oh my God, look at you. You look a fright. Here.
Go on. I'll get the next one.
No, not without you.
I'll be all right. Listen, I'll be fine. I'm a survivor, all right? Don't worry about me. Now go on. Get on.
I have an arrangement with an officer on the other side of the ship. Jack and I can get off safely. Both of us.
See? Got my own boat to catch.
Go. Come on, hurry. They're almost full.
Step aboard, miss.
Go.
Come on, hurry.
Step aboard, please.
Daddy's good girl, all right?
Step lively.
Go, my little sailor.
Keep back. Keep back, I say. Have a rail. Clear the rail, please. And lower away. Keep going.
And lower away evenly,
lads. Easy. Lower away.
You're a good liar.
Even away.
Almost as good as you.
Easy now. And lower away.
There's no,
Easy.
There's no arrangement, is there?
No way.
No, there is.
Even.
Not that you'll benefit much from it.
And even away.
I always win, Jack.
And lower away evenly, lads.
One way or another.
What's that trim? Trim that boat. Easy. Even, lads. Keep going.
Why'd you do that, huh? You're so stupid, Rose. Why did you do that? Why?
You jump high, jump right.
Right.
Oh, God. I couldn't go. I couldn't go, Jack.
It's all right. Think of something.
At least I'm with you.
Think of something.
Come on, move!
possibly be funny?
I put the diamond in the coat.
And I put the coat on her!
Come on!
Hooked up! any man who tries to get past me, get back!
Bastard!
Get back!
We had a deal, Dad.
Any more women and children?
Your money can't save you any more than it could save me. Get back!
Women and children out there!
For it?
I'm sorry, but that didn't build you a stronger ship, young Rose.
It's going fast. We have to move.
Wait. Good luck to you, Rose.
And to you.
Best and I'm prepared to go down as gentlemen.
But we would like a brandy. Get the balls over here now! Bring the
squad and we'll wait it! Captain, where should I go? Please.
Captain, sir!
That's it, then.
Goodbye, Ollie. Good luck.
Goodbye, Bollish.
So long, old chap.
Take a tunnel on the baby. Load a first tunnel on top of the deck.
There you are.
And so they lived happily together for 300 years in the land of Tir na n'Og, land of eternal youth and beauty.
Gentlemen, it has been a privilege playing with you tonight.
First met.
The gods shall wipe away all the tears from their eyes, and
worried about death. Neither shall there be sorrow or crying. Neither shall there be any more pain. The former world has passed away.
deep breath when I say. Keep for the surface and keep kicking. Do not let go of my hand. We're gonna make it, Rose. Trust me.
I trust you.
To come back for us, Rose. Hold on just a little bit longer. They had to roll away for the suction, but now they'll be coming back.
For God's sake!
Please!
Help us!
Help us!
You don't understand. If we go back, they'll swamp the boat. They'll pull us right down, I'm telling you.
Knock it off. You're scaring me. Come on, girls. Grab an oar. Let's go.
Are you out of your mind? We're in the middle of the North Atlantic. Now, do you people want to live or do you want to die?
I don't understand a one of you. What's the matter with you? It's your men out there. There's plenty of room for more.
And there'll be one less on this boat. If you don't shut that hole in your face!
Here, take this rope.
Now bring in your oars over there. And tie these two boats together as well. Now make sure that's tied up nice and tight. Right! Listen to-
to me, men. We have to go back. I want to transfer all the women from this port into that port right now, as quick as you can, please. Let's create some space over there. Move forward and up.
It's getting quiet.
It's just going to take them a couple of minutes to get the boats organized. I don't know about you, but I intend to write a strongly worded letter to the White Star Line about all this.
I love you, Jack.
Don't you do that. Don't you say your goodbyes. Not yet. Do you understand me?
I'm so cold.
Listen, Rose. You're gonna get out of here. You're gonna go on. And you're gonna make lots of babies. And you're gonna watch them grow. You're gonna die an old lady, warm in her bed. Not here. Not this night. Not like this. Do you understand me?
I can't feel my body.
Winning that ticket, Rose, was the best thing that ever happened to me. It brought me to you. And I'm thankful for that, Rose. I'm thankful. You must do me this honor. You must promise me that you'll survive. That you won't give up. No matter what happens. No matter how hopeless. Promise me now, Rose. And never let go of that promise.
I promise. I'll never let go.
Right ahead, sir.
Do you see any moving?
No, sir. None moving, sir.
Check them! Bring that oar up here.
Check them, make sure.
These are dead, sir.
Now give way. Ahead easy. Careful with your oars. Don't hit them. Is there anyone alive out there? Can anyone hear me? Is there anyone alive out there?
We waited too long.
Well, keep checking them. Keep looking. Is there anyone alive up there? Can anyone hear me?
In my life, and it's up.
boat. Jack. 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 There's a boat, Jack. Jack.
1,500 people went into the sea when Titanic sank from under us. There were 20 boats floating nearby, and only one came back. One. Six were saved from the water, myself included. Six out of 1,500. Afterward, the 700 people in the boats had nothing to do but wait. Wait to die. Wait to live. Wait for an absolution that would never come.
Sir, I don't think you'll find any real people down here. It's all steerage.
Reddish brown.
That's all right.
White beard. Passenger list.
there's no other list.
Perhaps we find another ship.
We're doing all we can, ma'am.
There can't be another time.
That's the last time I ever saw him. He married, of course, and inherited his millions. But the crash of 29 hit his interests hard, and he put a pistol in his mouth that year. Or so I read.
Can I tell your name, please, love?
Dawson. Rose Dawson.
Thank you.
We never found anything on Jack. There's no record of him at all.
No, there wouldn't be, would there? And I've never spoken of him until now. Not to anyone. Not even your grandfather. A woman's heart is a deep ocean of secrets. But now you know there was a man named Jack Dawson, and that he saved me in every way that a person can be saved. I don't even have a picture of him. He exists now only in my memory.
Saving this for when I found the diamond.
I'm sorry.
3 years. I've thought of nothing except Titanic. But I never got it. I never let it in.
across the distance and spaces between us. You have come to show you. Go on. In my life, we